He was the only man to serve as president and chief justice. Most people that visit his home here in Cincinnati have questions about an entirely different subject. Our President's Week series on the American countryside is brought to you by Exmark Mowers and the Bureau of Land Management, who's currently seeking bids for the care of wild horses. Learn more at blm.gov.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
The Bureau of Land Management is seeking bids for new off-range pastures for care of wild horses. Each facility must be able to provide humane care for a one-year period with a renewal option. The BLM manages and protects wild horses and burros while working to ensure the population levels are in balance. This solicitation is open until April 18, 2015. For general questions about the BLM's Wild Horse and Burro Program and to see if you qualify, please visit blm.gov.
William Howard Taft truly accomplished a feat in American government that may never again be seen. Not only did he serve as our nation's president, but he was later appointed a Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court in 1921. He's the only person to ever lead two of our nation's three branches of government. With that kind of distinction, you would think that Kerry Wood at the Taft Home National Historic Site in Cincinnati would receive all kinds of scholarly questions about a man who achieved those two positions. However, the most commonly asked question is about something much different.
Was Taft our fattest president or largest president? That's not what we want people to leave the park here with, of course, but he was our largest president, weighing right at 330 pounds at one point.
There is a story that Taft was so large he got stuck in the White House bathtub. That story may or may not be true, but the new tub he installed at the Executive Mansion was big enough for four average-sized people. Taft has many unique distinctions, including being the first president to throw out the first pitch on opening day and the last man to house large animals on the D.C. lawn.
The cow's name was Pauline Wayne. If you can imagine, back in the early 1900s, driving down Pennsylvania Avenue and seeing a pet cow out on the presidential lawn, what a sight that would be today if we could see that happening with our presidents. That would be the last big animal that would have that luxury of being on the White House lawn.
So once Kerry has answered all of the questions about bathtubs, cows, and baseball, he does want you to remember some serious things, including the fact that William Taft remains the only person to become president and chief justice, a truly remarkable accomplishment. Traveling the countryside in Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.